He's back. Blitz. Hit. Down. Wow. He had blindside pressure from Jarvis Jones. The rookie from Georgia gets his first NFL sack.
Hello and welcome to Steelers by Position. Today we are talking outside linebackers. I'm Misty Matthews, joined by Mike Pursuta of the DVE Morning Show and Steelers.com and Bob Labriola of Steelers Digest and Steelers.com. Taking a look at the list of the guys we will be speaking of, the free agents amongst them, Jason Worlds, Stevenson Sylvester, and Jamal Westerman. But Labs, we have to start with Lamar Woodley, kind of the elephant in the room. What do the Steelers do with him in 2014?
I really don't know what they do, and I don't really know that I would know what I would do if I were given that kind of power. I mean, from 2008 through 2010, Lamar Woodley had 35 sacks in the regular season, nine more in the playoffs. Then in the most recent three-game season stretch, he missed 14 games with hamstring, ankle, and calf injuries. He's going to be 30 years old in November. He carries a huge cap number. Is it just a bad stretch of his career where, you know, he's getting injured, or is this now the start of a trend where his body is starting to break down? There's two questions I think the Steelers have to answer with respect to Lamar Woodley. Do you think he can still play anymore? And do you think he is worth his cap number? I think you have to answer them in that order too, and then you got to make a decision.
All right, let's take a look at the production of the outside linebackers during the past season, and there you kind of see it. Jason Worlds leading the way with 8 sacks and in tackles and games played. Woodley tied with him there, but Woodley wasn't active those 3 games and finished the season on IR. Worlds, it was just a matter of what they were doing at the time, but Mike, where do you see them going with Jason Worlds, kind of the big free agent guy that's out there and who could obviously test the market?
You know, it might not be as much where I see them going with Jason Worlds as where Steelers president Art Rooney II sees them as going with Jason Worlds. He has said this is a guy they would like to retain, and I don't think you have to spend too much time analyzing the position of the tea leaves to tell you what that means. He's a young guy who grasped opportunity and appears to be blossoming. And on the other side, there you see him at the tail end of that play, Jarvis Jones, number 95, first-round draft pick, and a guy who I still think is going to have a bright, bright future with this team. So I think they found two outside linebackers, Labs. I don't know if that sheds any light on what you do with Lamar Woodley or not. You certainly need more than two, but you need at least two.
Yeah, and the Jason Worlds situation, I don't necessarily know that he is going to be that excited about testing the market. I think from what I have learned, he's a guy who has come to feel he fits in here. He feels comfortable here now. It took him a little bit of time to feel comfortable and feel like he fits in. I think Jason Worlds, all things considered, would rather stay. And so based on that, then I think, you know, the Steelers can kind of try and fit the pieces in around that.
Talking about Jarvis Jones, Mike, I know you had a chance. The kind of the consensus among the coaching group was that Jets game kind of the big play for Jarvis Jones of the season, the impact of his rookie season helping force that Lawrence Timmons interception.
Boom, hitting Geno Smith and creating the flutter ball, and that was the play that sealed this game away once and for all. Because if the Jets score here, this game is still in doubt. There was time left on the clock. Jarvis Jones only had the 1 sack, and a lot of people focusing on that. I don't think that's necessarily representative of what he meant to the team this year, and I know it's not representative of his ability. I keep going back to training camp, watching the light go on gradually with Jarvis Jones and seeing him become more instinctive, reacting quicker, making plays sideline to sideline, getting his hands on the football, doing all those things you want a linebacker to do. Yeah, he arrived here with a reputation as a pass rusher, and he was the first to admit that he needs to get stronger, he needs to study the game more, and get on the same page as these great offensive tackles he's being asked to go against. But I think this kid has a ton of potential, and I think he is going to reach it sooner rather than later. I'm a big Jarvis Jones fan. Missy.
Arrow pointed up.
Absolutely.
Okay. He does need to get stronger in the offseason, and he has admitted that. And because he has admitted that, and I'm like you, Mike, I think that this guy is going to be playing pretty good football, and sooner rather than later. He's another one of those guys who wants to be great and is willing to put in the work to be great.
All right, that's it for outside linebackers. We'll see you next time on Steelers by Position.